Back in 2013, the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice launched a screening tool looking at what's called the Commercial Sexual Exploitation of a Child, or CSEC, in three counties, Miami-Dade, Broward, and Orange. DJJ Secretary Christy Daly says it's a project her agency and the Florida Department of Children and Families have been working on.
From doing that pilot, what the data kind of revealed to us for verified CSEC victims, that they were more likely to have alcohol and drug abuse history, they were twice as likely to have three or more prior DCF placements, and they were almost three times more likely to have five instances of running away.
Since its launch in February, Daly says an expanded version of the victim identification tool is now in all of DJJ's juvenile assessment centers across the state.
Right now for DJJ, we are using the tool for kids that we've identified that have four or more instances of running away. They're coming in on charges of sexual perpetrator charges, prostitution, history of sexual abuse, and then anyone else that comes in that law enforcement feels they could potentially be a victim, or anyone that DJJ staff identify that there might be some things, some warning signs that we're seeing outside of just those general.
Daly says so far DJJ has screened more than 1,100 youth, about a third of which were reported to the state abuse hotline for further investigation. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.